And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Many local cyclists make use of Cincinnati's growing collection of bike paths and bike lanes, and some of the more adventurous hit the regional and statewide trails available to residents and visitors. But did you know some of those well-loved local routes connect into a national network of bike paths called the U.S. Bike Route System? Advocates hope it will someday link the entire country. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about how local, statewide, and national bike trail efforts complement each other, our Adventure Cycling Association U.S. Bike Route System Coordinator, Jennifer Hamelman. Jennifer, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Also with us, Ohio Department of Transportation, Safe Routes to School, and Active Transportation Manager, Caitlin Harley. Caitlin, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Tri-State Trails Director, Wade Johnston. Wade, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me back.
So, Jennifer, the U.S. bicycle route system added over 2,900 miles of new routes in five states, including Ohio, the other ones being California, Indiana, Utah, and Washington. This is the largest addition to date of this system. So what is this system for those who might not know?
So the U.S. bicycle route system is intended as a nationwide bicycle travel network, and it includes not only off-road facilities such as the wonderful paths and trails that you find in Ohio, but also any other roads that a state DOT deems as appropriate for bicycle travel. So it's intended as essentially an interstate system for bicycles. And it uses all existing infrastructure.
Okay, so how is it determined where this route system might expand? What type of work goes into that?
It's done on a state-by-state basis. So a state DOT, such as the Ohio DOT, will decide they want to participate in the program, and they will evaluate routes that are part of what is called the National Corridor Plan, which is the blueprint for the nationwide system that eventually will have 50,000 miles all around the United States. So the state will determine an appropriate route that follows one of those corridors, working with local jurisdictions, trail groups, advocacy organizations, as well as the state-owned facilities.
And Caitlin Harley is the Ohio Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School and Active Transportation Manager. Caitlin, talk about the state's work at the Department of Transportation as it relates to this expansion of bike trails. Why is this a priority?
Great. We are really excited to work with communities across Ohio, as well as to connect into some of these more, you know, nationwide strategic plans when it comes to biking. In the past few years, we've, you know, just like local and regional agencies have developed bicycle networks, we have also worked to develop a strategic bike network for the state. And this, you know, built off of some of those U.S. bike route corridors that Jen mentioned. And beyond that, we also have included some state bike routes as well. So ultimately, this strategic bike network for Ohio, it connects our 17 largest population centers, as well as many key destinations across the state. So it's been a lot of coordination. We've talked to over 500 communities, our local governments, our park districts, those who have authority over different roadways and trails. And, you know, those are the folks that we coordinate with in order to actually designate some of these routes as U.S. bike routes.
Caitlin, can you talk a bit about if there is a trend in talking about cycling access more on Ohio roads, for example? I know that it seems locally that it's become increasingly prevalent in conversation about transportation and transportation infrastructure. Can you share with us how that's changed at the state level, if it has?
Sure. We're really excited. We actually just published our first statewide modal plan dedicated to walking and biking, Walk Bike Ohio. And so, you know, overall, we know that walking and biking are an essential transportation option in the state. We spent a couple years specifically working with local communities, talking to practitioners and stakeholders about some of the needs for people walking and biking, some of the challenges that our communities face with advancing some of this work. And so we just recently have, you know, identified really a vision for Ohio in terms of making sure that walking and biking are safe, convenient, and accessible transportation options for everyone. And Walk Bike Ohio goes on to outline, you know, the variety of key partners it takes to achieve that vision, and helps talk through different roles and responsibilities. And then it ultimately, you know, outlines a short-term action plan that ODOT is going to work to advance over the next 5 years. You know, safety is a huge priority at ODOT. We know that in order to really address the fatalities and serious injuries we are seeing on our roadways, it's really critical to focus on our most vulnerable roadway users, so people walking and biking. So that's definitely been a huge priority for us as an agency.
I'll note that
something else.
Oh, please go ahead.
Something else, you know, we hear a lot from communities is just related to connectivity and some of the gaps and challenges with bicycle and pedestrian connectivity. And so that's just another topic we're focused on as well.
Okay. And so I'll note that the U.S. bicycle route system adding new routes in Ohio and Indiana. The two routes in Ohio is USBR 21. It's 366.9 miles starting at Edgewater Park in Cleveland, and follows the Ohio to Erie Trail through Akron, Massillon, and Columbus to Cincinnati, and then it goes along the Ohio River to Aberdeen. And then there's also USBR 25 and USBR 225, which are 308 miles and 2.3 miles. USBR 25 starts at the Michigan border and passes through Toledo, Lima, and Dayton along segments of the Great Miami Trail, and then reaches Cincinnati and continues also along the Ohio River to Aberdeen. The one in Indiana is a bit outside of our immediate area, it looks like, but it is USBR 235, a scenic alternative to USBR 35 between Indianapolis and Seymour. Wade Johnston is Tri-State Trails Director. Wade, share with us your viewpoint of the USBR adding these trails in Ohio to its system and why that's important.
Thanks, Michael. I think that having a U.S. bike route system designated in Greater Cincinnati is really important to showing that bicycling is both a viable form of transportation locally here, but it's a part of a regional network, as the others have mentioned. And we've been really excited to watch this project evolve over the years. I remember back in 2015 when ODOT started working on this plan, and, you know, got to tip my hat to ODOT for their persistence in making sure that the project was implemented to fruition. Originally, there was supposed to be one U.S. bike route that was coming into our region following the Little Miami Scenic Trail, or the southern leg of the Ohio to Erie Trail. And groups like ours and some other communities said, wouldn't it be great if we could add a second one? Because at the time, they were planned to go from Dayton to Xenia and then converge down the Little Miami Trail. And we said, let's take it down the Great Miami River Trail all the way to Fairfield and extend it into the center of Hamilton County. And so now we have two U.S. bike routes, like you mentioned, 21 and 25, that hit Greater Cincinnati. And, you know, our intention there was that it would allow for more communities to reap the benefits of having this amenity in their community. Because, like I said, you know, we see it being used for transportation, but it's also a regional tourism attraction. And we know people come from all over the country to ride the Ohio to Erie Trail. We want them to get to explore other parts of our region as well.
Wade, that's a almost 370-mile trail. When I read that as someone who's not a cyclist, what does that mean? Is that a journey people are taking in one fell swoop, or are they resting somewhere for an overnight?
The best thing about the regional bike system like the U.S. bike routes is it's a choose your own adventure, right? So you can go out for a 10-mile ride, or, you know, even a 5-mile ride and get a piece of the trail done. Or, you know, for people that are doing the whole thing, I know folks who do it in 3 days, which is a pretty ambitious plan. But I've also seen 5 and 7 days. So that's a lot more comfortable for folks to stop. And there's all kinds of bed and breakfasts, camping sites, places that you can stay and experience the beauty that Ohio has to offer.
I'd like to ask you all about what we've learned about cycling in the pandemic. As I mentioned at the top of the segment, that being outdoors is something that we've been encouraged to do even since the early days of the pandemic, when it was scariest for us all. Wade, starting with you, has the pandemic changed people's relationship with cycling at all? Has it brought more people into the fold, for example, or sent more people out there more frequently?
Absolutely, Michael. Hopefully your listeners have heard of the great bike boom of 2020. You know, I'm still hearing from bike shops locally that it is difficult to get inventory if you don't have a really reliable supply chain. And there's often a pretty long back order on getting a brand new bicycle. So that's a testament that people have been purchasing bikes. But from our trail monitoring program, where we actually have counters out that monitor trail usage, last year we saw about a 20% increase compared to 2019, because so many people chose to go to the trails as a way to access nature and physical and mental wellness during, you know, such a troubling time for everyone.
I'll go now again to Ohio Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School and Active Transportation Manager Caitlin Harley. Are you seeing an increase in interest for cycling in the state?
Definitely. I've heard from a lot of our local communities, a lot of our trail managers, about huge increases in usage along our trail systems. We also published just a promotional map last year in partnership with our Ohio Department of Natural Resources and Tourism Ohio, just sharing some of those longer distance bike trails that are available in the state. And we, I think ODNR posted it on Facebook, and we had thousands of views and comments and likes. People were tagging their friends and, you know, talking about the different trails that are pretty close to them that they should check out. I think biking provided, you know, a good opportunity for people to, you know, kind of still do things together while staying, you know, safely distanced. So definitely saw an increase across the state.
And Jennifer Hamelman is the Adventure Cycling Association U.S. Bike Route System Coordinator. And Jennifer, what are we seeing on the national level? We did do some segments on this program about that bike boom that we heard Wade reference earlier. It was very challenging, apparently, at points of time last year to even find yourself a new bike. What's going on nationally?
That we have definitely seen that trend reflected in the engagement from our members and new members and others interested in bicycle travel as a way to get out and experience something outside of the four walls they've been trapped inside of, right? So as a nonprofit organization with over 50,000 members, we saw a very strong engagement in the sales of our maps, which encompasses another 50,000 mile route network, facilitating bicycle travel. And so there's been a lot of interest in folks asking a lot of questions about how do I get from point A to point B and wanting to know how to get out there and do this thing called bicycling. As well as this year, our offices in Missoula have seen a steady stream of cyclists doing these big trips all over the country and coming to visit under, of course, appropriate COVID protocols. But it's been a really incredible and inspiring increase in activity and interest in getting out there.
So Jennifer, what is the first piece of advice you give to people who are looking to check out the U.S. bike route system for the first time?
Well, there's a ton of information on our website, and I definitely suggest folks check out what's happening right outside their door. We do have participation in 31 states across the country. So it's quite possible there is a United States bicycle route right out your front door. And so that's the first thing, is to check out what's closest to you and maybe drive to that trailhead or that beginning of that route and give it a go.
And Wade, let me ask you, you know, locally, what's the first trail you send people to? Maybe they're used to doing 10 miles, 15 miles, and they're feeling a little more adventurous and want to do something a little longer. Where do you send them locally?
Oh, Michael, you know, I can't choose a favorite child. There's so many great trails for Greater Cincinnati. You know, when people think about the iconic places to go, often it's the Little Miami Scenic Trail, which is, like I mentioned, the southern leg of the Ohio to Erie Trail. But the Great Miami River Trail up in Butler County, going up into Dayton, is another amazing destination that recently had a big connection between Middletown and Franklin. And the Ohio River Trail, right in the middle of the city, it goes into our downtown. town, and it experiences our region's most iconic river. There's so many great destinations that you can choose, and many of them are like Jennifer mentioned, are really close to your back door. They're all over Greater Cincinnati, and we encourage people to get out and try them.
That's Wade Johnston, Tri-State Trails Director. We've also been joined by Caitlin Harley, the Ohio Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School and Active Transportation Manager, and Jennifer Hamelman, Adventure Cycling Association U.S. Bike Route System Coordinator. Thanks to all of you for being with us.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.